Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Monday, August 9th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. The show is called Think for Yourself for a reason, and that is that during the time that we're living in now, you really have a very limited scope of options regarding what you want to believe based upon where you're getting your information from. And the whole premise of this podcast is that you should be getting your information, at least the veracity of your information, from within yourself. There are three incredible examples that have happened in the last 24 to 48 hours that really drive this point home. The first is, and you have heard this talked about on other podcasts, but I want to talk about it in a particular context. Barack Obama's birthday party on Martha's Vineyard in his 12-point-something-million-dollar home. The reason I want to talk about the party is because it was scaled down from allegedly 400 or 500 people to, I don't know what, 300 or 400 people, whatever. The point is, the pictures are of people partying, including the former president, no masks, no social distancing, clearly no concern for the virus, whatever variant whatsoever. So what is true? Is it true that we should be terrified to be near people in public? Is it true that you can communicate it through a mask with a vaccine, given that you've already had your vaccine and you're wearing one or two or, God forbid, three masks? What's true? If it's true that that is the case, if it's true that children have to be masked in school, if it's true that states are beginning to have mask mandates and lockdowns again as we go into the fall flu season, then how come Barack Obama and several hundred rich and famous people can have a party with no masks and no social distancing? Well, the reason or the justification that I heard was by one talking head who said, I believe it was on CNN being interviewed by Jim Acosta. Don't hold me to that, but the explanation was that they're all vaccinated and they're sophisticated. Now, I'm at a loss at what sophistication has to do with a virus, whether or not it's communicable and whether or not you can get it. But nonetheless, that was some inane and totally incomprehensible justification by someone interviewed on CNN. So you have to think for yourself, because how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile what happens to the rich and famous versus what happens to the rest of us? How do you reconcile the criteria and the restrictions and the limitations and the application of law to those people, such as Jeffrey Epstein or Governor Cuomo of New York? How do you reconcile what they can get away with, and there's no other word for that, versus what the average person has to deal with when they are confronted with allegations of illegality? I don't think you can reconcile it, because you either have to say to yourself, the Obamas are right, and there's no contagion if you've been vaccinated. You don't need a mask. You can party hardy. You can get within 6 feet of other people and not have any concern. Or they don't believe the virus is communicable, and therefore they have no concerns about protecting themselves. Or what we're being told by the Biden administration and the CDC and the WHO is false. It's fiction. And it's an attempt to control, an attempt to manipulate, an attempt to have a herd of people behave like cattle and do what they're told. Now, the other thing that happened that directly speaks to the need to think for yourself is that if we look at the economy and we look at what happened to small store owners, to entrepreneurs, versus what happened to the big box stores, as we look back at what happened initially in the lockdown when the virus first appeared on the scene, how come you could go to Home Depot or go to Lowe's or go to PetSmart, but you couldn't go to local merchants? You couldn't go to the small business owner. there are millions of people, literally, who have either lost their business or been put out of work as a result of the federal top-down approach and even the governor's approach in certain states to dealing with the virus. I remember I could have taken my cat to PetSmart to get a bath and get their nails clipped, but I couldn't go to my hair salon to get my hair done and a manicure. There was no justification for that, except there was either incredible incompetence and ignorance on the part of people in power who were dealing with the virus, or there was a deliberate intent to destroy small business in this country. I don't want to talk about the politics of it. I want you to understand why it's so important to think for yourself. If you cannot reconcile fact with fact, if you are getting two different versions, it doesn't matter if you're left or right politically. It matters if you're conscious as a human. It matters if you're thinking. Because if you can't reconcile the way one group of people is being treated versus the way another group of people are being treated, then, I mean, let's just go to the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. You can't do that. You can't treat like people differently. And that's exactly what has happened. The third thing that's irreconcilable in my mind, as someone who thinks for herself and hopes that you do too, is that putting aside the incredible violence and death rate in Chicago, the endless killing of people on a weekly basis, and it always jumps up on the weekends, in a city with the strictest gun control laws in the country, put that aside for the moment. Let's just look at something that happened in Portland and something that happened in Seattle in the last 24 to 48 hours. In Portland, in case you haven't seen it, a visiting photographer was walking through the streets, I believe he's black, in Portland, and another black man walks up to him and extends his hand as if he wants to shake hand with this out-of-towner, only he never lets go of the hand, and he proceeds to pummel and beat this young man to the ground, the photographer to the ground, and having him on the ground, he continues to kick and beat him until he literally kicks him unconscious, and when he's finally unconscious, he gives one final kick to the head. That young man is still in the hospital and still spitting up blood 24 hours later. And what was it for? It was to steal his wallet. Now, Portland, as you know, home of Antifa, however you want to pronounce it, it reminds me of Kamala and Kamala, however you want to pronounce it, is running that city. It was a defund the police central city. And so you have rampant crime in Portland, such as the horrific assault and battery that took place on this visiting photographer. Similarly, in the last 24 hours in Seattle, a Christian prayer group was literally just attacked on the street by Antifa. They hit them with tear gas. They attacked them physically. There were children present. All because they're Antifa and they get to do that, and because they were Christians and they were praying in public. By the way, the police were called in Seattle for the Christian prayer group, only they didn't show up. And in Portland, I don't believe there's been an arrest. I want to reconcile that with what happened on January 6th in Washington, D.C. Because in January 6th, there were some agitators and there were some people who breached the Capitol, and those are all actionable and criminal, and those people need to be prosecuted and are being prosecuted, except a whole bunch of other people have also been rounded up in this, and they're not getting their due process rights, and they are being unduly and unfairly treated while being detained in advance of trial. I can't reconcile what Black Lives Matter and Antifa get away with in Portland, in Washington State, in Oregon State, and elsewhere in the country, and then what happens to the people on January 6th. Because all I hear is that the biggest terrorist threat we have are white supremacists. But I don't see white supremacists in the news, and I don't see white supremacists creating daily havoc across this country in major cities. But I see it from Antifa, and I see it from Black Lives Matter. And so, I think for myself, as I know you do and strive to do. And for me, it's this. I don't want to believe people from either side of the political spectrum because I don't trust people from both sides of the political spectrum. But I do trust my ability to discern fact from fiction and to see inequality, not inequity. I've done this before on other shows. Equity has to do with similar outcomes. Equality has to do with the front end, with all people having the same access and being treated equally. And so I can't reconcile the inequality between A, how the rich and famous get to party on Martha's Vineyard versus how school children have to go back in the fall, or I have to shop in the market wearing a mask, or whether I am being forced to get a vaccine even if I don't want one. I can't reconcile those two things. Just as I can't reconcile what happened to the small business owner versus what happened to the big box stores. You know, along those lines, I heard today, statistically, there are something like 35 million small businesses in this country. And there are about 15,000 large conglomerates that own these box stores. If you look at the politics of it, and if you look at politicians who need financial support, it's a lot easier to cater to 15,000 than it is to 35 million. And so maybe there's an argument that those 35 million, or a good percentage of them, were sacrificed during COVID in order to get the support of both big tech and big business in this country. And if that's true, that's an irreconcilable inequality that flies in the face of the governing documents that still, at least for a while longer, control this country, the Constitution and precedent case law. And finally, I can't reconcile what happens between the sentences and the arrests that are imposed upon people who appear to be from the right versus what happens to Antifa and BLM and the murderers in Chicago, in Mayor Lightfoot's city, who seem to be running amok, creating havoc wherever they go, assaulting police, shooting police in the head, as happened this past week. I can't understand and reconcile those differences. And so thinking for myself, I have to say that it's very important that we begin to listen to people like Rand Paul, who is a libertarian. And while I may not see the government from the same approach that he does at all times, he is nonetheless an advocate of individual liberty. And Rand Paul finally tweeted in the last 24 to 48 hours, it is time to resist. It is time to resist. It is time to stop being quiet and stop standing on the sidelines and stop saying there is no difference. There is a difference for the Barack Obamas. There is a difference for the Governor Cuomos. There is a difference for the Jeffrey Epsteins. There is a difference for the Harvey Weinsteins. There is a difference for people from Hollywood. There is a difference for those people from the rest of us, how we are looked at, how we are treated, and how we are held accountable. And there is a difference between what tech can get away with and what you and I can get away with as individuals. And ultimately, there is a difference between both arrests and punishments meted out, and due process rights applied or not applied, depending upon whether you're in favor or out of favor with the current administration. So I ask you to please pay attention, think for yourself, and if in fact you think it's time to resist, then in your own way, peacefully, for as long as we are able, stand up and be heard for the things that you believe in. And above all, think for yourself. I'm Carol Gold. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again here on Wednesday. And until then, yep, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.